Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
A miracle. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you. We want to welcome you to this open on tonight. God bless you, each and every one of you. God bless you tonight. We're so grateful that the Lord has brought us back together again. Amen. Here under this open heaven. And we just want to say welcome to each and every one of you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We pray tonight that you have come with an expectancy, for we do believe that God shall do great things in the midst of us because we have come expecting a word from the Lord. And we know that the Lord shall give us, glory be to God, that we are petitioning him for. So again, we want to say welcome. Welcome to each of you on tonight. God bless you from around the world. We just want to say welcome tonight. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you. We thank you for tuning in with us on tonight and every night. We thank you for leaning this way to come and be in fellowship with us on tonight, whether you're listening by radio or by Facebook or whether you're just listening out on the web, wherever you are in this broadcast, rest upon your ears. We want to tell you thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. There's so many other places out there that you could tune into, but you have elected to stop by just a little while to be with us. And for this, we want to say thank God for you. We want to let you know that we appreciate you, each and every one of you. We appreciate you more than you know. We want to let you know that this is a recorded line and that you can certainly receive a copy of the broadcast afterwards. We will give you those numbers afterwards that you can get a copy of the broadcast. Certainly you can go out to our Facebook page and download and or click and send, click and share the broadcast. Either way, we just want to know we got you covered. If you would like to get it to your phone, you simply text those numbers and we'll certainly get it to you as quickly as possible. Thank God for you tonight. We appreciate the Lord on tonight for his goodness, for his grace. We appreciate the Lord tonight for his leaders. We thank the Lord for our leaders on tonight. I just want to thank him for my leaders on tonight. Glory to God. Thanking him for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. And we just come on tonight to bless his name. Will you do that with me on tonight? Would you just magnify the Lord with me on tonight? Let us exalt his name together. We are rebroadcasting on tonight, people of God, but nevertheless, we want you to throw yourself in. Listen, people of God, there's a lot that's going on in the earth, and I know that there's a lot that you may not understand, but people of God, we're in crucial times. We are in crucial, crucial times, and even as we look to Israel, we look to Israel to see the things that are happening, and we know that prophecies are being fulfilled at lightning speed, people of God, but let me tell you something. Time is drawing near. Time is drawing near for the return of Christ, people of God. Time is drawing near. Glory to God. Now is the time for us to get our houses in order. Now is the time for us to get it together. Now is the time for us to plumb the line. People of God, it's close. It's close. It's close. Like I said, we may not know all of the prophecies. You may not understand all of the prophecies. But listen, let us tell you that time is drawing close. Glory to God. We were reading on today, and as I understand that they have found a red heifer, and a red heifer is what the priests use for the sanctification of the nation. A red heifer has to be offered up for the cleansing of the nation of Israel. And it's been many, many years since they have found the people of God. Listen, when they find those red heifers, when those bulls are born, the priests go through those, go through the hairs. They go throughout the whole bull to make sure, or the whole cow, to make sure that there's no spot or blemish and that it's a pure, thoroughbred red heifer. And people of God, listen, I know this may sound foreign to your ears, but when we get off the broadcast, I want you to look it up. If you can, look it up, because all of this commemorates with the return of Christ, because the scripture declares, unto those that look for him shall he appear the second time. People of God, we already know that the Lord has already established a pattern, the same pattern that he gave unto Moses. He didn't do away with the law, but he fulfilled the law. And there are things that he has set in place that all point to his return. All of these things point to his return. And again, for those of you that may know a little bit, or those of you that may be abreast, that if you go out and Google it, it has been founded that a red heifer has been born. And as I was reading, as we understand, we have been given the instruction, even in this ministry, to know the significance of the red heifer in Israel. So, people of God, listen, this is the time that we look for him. This is the time that we're looking for, looking to him for his return. People of God, this is a time of cleansing. This is a time of purification. And I thank God that our ministry runs parallel, so that we are not of the in the dark, but that we would know what's coming upon the face of the earth. So it's during this time that they are celebrating the new year. This is the new year for Israel. This is the new year. And this is Rosh Hashanah. This is Rosh Hashanah. Listen, look on your calendar. You'll see it. Rosh Hashanah, this is the new year. This is the time of cleansing, time of purification, time of rededication. People of God, it's during this time between Rosh Hashanah and the Holy Day, which is Yom Kippur. The Holy Day is Yom Kippur. If you look on your calendar, you'll see it. If you look, amen, you Google it, you'll know about, begin to really understand how the world runs in parallel. Listen, people of God, the scripture again declares, unto those that look for him shall he appear the second time. And Yom Kippur is the holy day. That is the holy day, the day that the high priest goes up, people of God, make sacrifices for the sins of Israel. But they cannot do that until they have a pure, thorough red heifer. And all of these years, they have been looking for a red heifer, a red thoroughbred cow to be born. And people of God, listen, as we understand, there has been one born. And because one is now born, it will be starting next year, glory be to God, that we can begin to really look for the return of Christ. That's not to say that he can, that he will come, people of God, but listen, if this cow that comes in Israel, whole of Israel, their sins will be remitted by the sacrifice of this red heifer. If by chance this happens, people of God, even on next year, it shows you the urgency of the time. It shows you the urgency of the time. Amen. So glory to God. We give God thanks. We give God praise for that we hear, that we understand. People of God, I'm telling you, I would that we bring everybody up to speed, bring everybody in to understand what we're saying and how these feasts parallel with the return of Christ. We would do that. We would do that. Amen. Praise God. I believe we're going to begin to do some teachings on it so that you can better understand. Glory to God, because I'm going to say it again. The scripture declares, unto those that look for him shall he appear the second time. Amen. We know that Christ has already come, people of God, and we are looking for his return. Glory be to God. Israel, amen, this is their first time. Glory to God, amen, because as the scripture declares, he came to his own received him not, and people of God, he turned to us, amen, Jesus, he turned unto us, the world, the Gentiles, glory to God, and we are grafted in to the royal priesthood. So we give God thanks, we give God praise. Listen, people of God, that's just a little bit, but we would to go ahead and get started to bring you in, to understand, people of God, so that we are listening with an understanding, so that we are listening, glory be to God, according to the pattern, so that we are not blinded by the events of the world, glory be to God, but there is a determinate end. So we thank God tonight for each and every one of you that have been hanging in there with us. We bless the Lord. We thank him. We honor, we glorify him on tonight for his goodness, for his grace. Amen. We thank him again for our leaders, each and every one of them. We bless the Lord. We thank the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Thanking him for our senior apostle, Dr. Samuel Huggins James. Thanking him on tonight for Lady Huggins James. Thanking him tonight, glory be to God, for, amen, Jesus, our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking him for Lady Tina. Thanking him tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Thanking him for Shepherd Mother Taylor. Thanking him tonight for our advisors. And thanking him, glory to God, for our prayer warriors on tonight, each and every one that the Lord has sent to be a blessing to help this outreach ministry go forth. We bless the Lord. We thank the Lord tonight. Glory be to God for you, each and every one of you. We thank him for all of the leaders that have come to this line and that are coming to this line. We just thank God for truly it's the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. We bless him. We thank him. People of God, listen, go ahead and get a pen and paper so that you can invite a couple of people to come in. Invite them to come on in and be with us on tonight. Invite. Invite them to come in. Tell them there's a blessing for them on tonight. Again, we are rebroadcasting, glory to God, but we still want you to get your pen and your paper out and get ready for the word on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. People of God, we would that you bring your hearts in now. Glory to God as we go, amen, already into our message on tonight. Prepare your hearts. Prepare your hearts as we sanctify, as we get ready to hear what the Lord would say unto us. Bring your hearts in. Bring your minds in on tonight. This song says, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy, oh, holy. I will bless the Lord with all my soul and with all that is within me. Bless his holy name. bless his holy holy name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Will you do it tonight? Will you do it tonight? Glory to God. Will you bless him? Glory to God. Will you bless the Lord tonight? Will you bless the Lord tonight? Glory to God. Bless the Lord. Glory to God with your whole heart. Bless him tonight. Glory to God with all that is within you. Bless his holy name on tonight. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We glorify you tonight. Father, we honor you this night. We honor you for your goodness. We honor you on tonight, oh God, for you've been good to us. And we just come to give you thanks, and we come to give you praise. Father, we just come to thank you yet again for all that you've done. Glory to God, for you've done so much. Glory to God, and we just cannot tell it all. But, Father, we just come today to bless you with everything within us, with our whole heart, with our whole mind, with all of our understanding, oh God. We come to bless you on tonight. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. Hallelujah. We bless you tonight. Glory. Hallelujah. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. Glory to God. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. Glory to God. We bless you. Glory to Haya. We bless you tonight. Gloriamosaha. Yes, God, we bless you. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight, oh God. We bless you for keeping us, oh God. We bless you, glory to God, for keeping our minds and keeping our hearts. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight, for it's another day. It's another day, glory to God, another day that you kept us. And we just want to say thank you tonight. We just want to say thank you one more time. We just want to say thank you tonight. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you. Yeah, God. We thank you. We thank you tonight. We thank you. Yeah, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Father, we thank you. We bless you tonight. We bless you. Glory to God. We bless you tonight. Hallelujah. We bless you tonight. Oh, God, with our uplifted hands on tonight, with uplifted hearts on tonight, Father, we come to give you praise. We come to thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. Thank you for keeping us, oh, God. Thank you for keeping us. Glory to God. Thank you for keeping our families. We're thanking you tonight. Glory to God. We're thanking you for your peace on tonight, your peace that surpasses all understanding. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We're thanking you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, Father, for your yet rain. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. We bless your name on tonight. We bless your name on tonight. Father, as we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise, glory to God, we bless you tonight. We fail not to bless you. We fail not to bless you. Glory to God for your tender mercies, for your loving kindness. We bless you tonight. Glory to God. Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking that you will look upon us now. Father, look upon each and every one of us, we pray, in thy precious name. Oh, glory to God. Look upon us, oh God. Look, oh God, upon these airways. Look upon these airways. Glory to God. Look upon the listeners on tonight. Father, we're asking that you will forgive us of all sin. Forgive us of anything that we've done wrong. Father, we're asking that you forgive us tonight. We're asking that you are creating us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us on tonight. Father, we're asking that you will pardon tonight. Pardon iniquities, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking that you make us right. Make us clean. Make us, oh God, make us into the vessels that you would have us to be. In thy precious name, Jesus, in thy precious name, we pray tonight. Glory to God. And here we are, Father, here we are yet again. We're asking that you would look upon the altar. Look upon the altars of our hearts on tonight. Look upon us tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, look upon us tonight. Father, look upon Aaron of Otaya. Father, look upon us tonight. tonight. In that precious name, oh, glory to God. We're asking, oh, God, that you will cover us tonight. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us tonight. In that precious name, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. And Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking that you have your way. Father, have your way in the midst of us, we pray. Have your way, glory to God. Have your way and speak to our hearts on tonight. Father, we're asking you tonight to touch our minds. Touch our minds on tonight. Father, transform our minds, glory to God. Transform, oh, glory to God, into righteousness, oh, God. Oh, God, that we not stand in our own righteousness, glory. But we're asking you on tonight, Father, to transform our minds. Glory to God. Cleanse our minds. Purify us in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would touch tonight. We're asking you to breathe upon us tonight in thy precious name. Glory be to God. Tonight. Father, by thy word, glory to God. We're asking you to send forth your word tonight. Send forth your word. Set captives free on tonight in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking that you do it tonight. Do it tonight. Oh, God, touch hearts on tonight. Glory be to God. Touch on tonight. Open the hearts of your people. Open the minds of your people. Oh, glory to God for those that sat in darkness. Oh, God, cause them to see. Cause them to see you. Oh, God, for you're the great light. You're the great light. Father, you are our redeemer. And we're thanking you on tonight. Father, we're asking that you'll set free on tonight. Set your people free tonight. In thy precious name, Jesus. Glory be to God. Set free in the mind. Father, we're asking that you do it tonight. Glory to God. Do it tonight as only you will. Do it tonight as only you can. In thy precious name, Jesus. We're asking that you would have your way. Have your mighty way in the midst of us. Have your way, Gloria Mama. Father, have your way, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we bind the hand of the enemy. We bind his very works on tonight. In thy precious name, Jesus, by your anointing, by your authority, glory to God that you rested upon us, your people of God. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We're thanking you for answers tonight. We're thanking you for every answer. We thank you tonight for your answers, oh God. Glory to God. We're thanking you tonight. We thank you. We bless you. We thank you. We honor you all tonight. Father, we're asking that you would touch bodies tonight. Touch bodies tonight. Heal. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Heal. Glory to God. And deliver, oh God, from the hand and the plan of the enemy. Touch bodies tonight. Oh, glory to God. Touch. Hey, God, from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet on tonight. Father, we're asking that you do it. Do it as only you can. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done. In glory to God, in the midst of us tonight. In us tonight. Oh, glory to God. Your kingdom expression cause it to go forth in the midst of us, we pray. Father, we're asking tonight, oh, God. Glory to God, that every heart's cry on tonight. Oh, God, every heart's cry. We're asking that you will bow down your ear. Bow down your ear, oh, God, unto the cries of your people. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're doing, oh, God. We thank you. Thank you for making us. Thank you for molding us. Father, for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. We do give you honor. We do give you glory. Father, we give you praise. Now, Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking that you would touch your servant on tonight. Touch your handmaiden on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would strengthen even now in this hour. Breathe upon her. Glory to God. Breathe upon her, Oko Shaba. Breathe upon her tonight. Glory to God. Father, have your way. Have your way. Cause your word to go forth in power and in demonstration. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for what you've already done. We do declare that your word shall not return unto you void. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. We said, do what you will in the midst of us, we pray. Glory to God. Be glorified. Be glorified in the midst of us. Be glorified. Be glorified. side, we pray in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, for this we thank you, for this we praise you, for this we do honor and glorify you for these things in thy precious name, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen on tonight. Amen, amen, amen on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen, people of God. And tonight, glory to God, we would, people of God, that you, amen, listen, set aside, amen, everything, everything. Glory to God. As they said, shut it down, shut the door. Glory be to God. This is your time, amen, to be with the Lord, to hear what the Lord would say unto you. Glory be to God. Unto the church. Glory to God, to hear, amen. Some of you have come for instructions on tonight. Some looking for directions on tonight. Glory to God. Whatever you need on tonight, glory be to God, we're here to tell you, amen, that God's got it. Amen. He's got it. He's got it. He's got it. Amen. And it is released unto you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight our scripture reading will be coming from Isaiah, the 12th chapter. Our scripture reading will be coming from Isaiah, the 12th chapter. Amen. And the scripture reads, "And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comforted me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name. Declare his doing among the people. Make mention that name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee." Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We've read into your hearing Isaiah, the 12th chapter. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing. Amen. So to the reading of the word. Amen. To the hearers. Glory to God. And more so, amen, to the doers of his word. Amen. Glory to God. We bless the Lord tonight. Glory to God. And we are preparing. We're preparing for the word on tonight. Glory to God. As you continue to get yourself in and pull yourself in and situate yourself and get your pen, get your paper, glory be to God. Amen. You've gotten your text messages out of the way. Amen. We want you to just, amen, Jesus, tune in now. Tune everything out, glory to God, but tune in to what the Lord will say unto us tonight. Glory to God. Our speaker tonight, glory to God, will be a woman of God, amen, who is certainly a stranger. Glory to God, she is no stranger to us. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God, we will have, amen, Sister Robin. Glory to God, she's going to, glory to God, bless us in song on tonight. And immediately after Sister Robin, amen, comes forth, glory to God, we're going to be blessed, amen, glory to God, by the word. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. By Pastor Sheila Amin. Amen, Jesus, of Holy Temple Church of God there in Baltimore, Maryland. Amen. We're so grateful to have the woman of God back with us. Amen, Jesus. Again, people of God, tune everything out and tune in to what the Lord will say. So now we're going to have, amen, Sister Robin. She's going to bless us in song. And then immediately after her, amen, will be the voice of our speaker, Pastor Sheila Hameen. God bless you. Mm-hmm.
Bye. Blessing indeed to be back here on the Prayer News Network Global broadcast. Amen. Just one more time. Thank the Lord for allowing us to come together. And I'm just so grateful. Thank the Lord for the invitation. And thank the Lord for all who are ministering and laboring in this great ministry. And thank God for everyone who has tuned in on tonight. And at this time, I bring you greetings from Holy Temple Church of God. Praise the Lord. And I thank the Lord for just the opportunity to do something for the Lord. Amen. So let us prepare our minds for the Word of God. And before we go to the Scriptures, let us have a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks. We come before you, O God, and we bless your holy name. We call upon you tonight, Lord, to minister unto us through your word. Lord, speak to our hearts and to our souls and our minds. O Lord, have your way and let your will be done. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. I just thank the Lord for this opportunity once again. As stated, when there is an opportunity to do something for the Lord, I am just happy to accept it. Praise the Lord. And because the Lord has done so much for me, and I cannot pay him, I just owe him everything. And therefore, I will bless the Lord. And my soul will bless the Lord because he has done great things. And he keeps on doing great things, not just for me, but for all of us. And we all have the right to praise him and to bless his holy name. So I ask that you pray along with me as we prepare now to go to the Word of God. If you want to get your Bibles, go ahead and get your Bibles. I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Praise the Lord, and I'm going to the book of James in the New Testament. the book of James, the 5th chapter, verses 13 through 18, and also 1 John, the 5th chapter, verses 14 and 15. And I also have some other scriptures I'd like to talk about, if it be the Lord's will, if we get around to it. Praise the Lord. But we're going to start with the book of James, the 5th chapter, beginning with verse 13. And the Bible reads, "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Let's go to 1 John, the 5th chapter, verses 14 and 15. Verse 14 reads, "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him." Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And I truly thank God for these passages of Scripture, because they are very enlightening and very encouraging. Praise the Lord. There is so much in these scriptures that we can use to apply to our walk with Christ. Every day we face many challenges. And as Jesus encouraged us in the book of St. Luke, the 18th chapter, he said that he spoke this parable to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And if I were to leave a title or a subject with you on this evening, it would be, the prayer of faith is powerful and effective. Hallelujah. And the theme to focus on would be, don't lose faith in God. And as Brother James began to encourage us in the 5th chapter, the questions that he asked here, he gave answers to these questions. The first one is any among you afflicted? Do you have afflictions? Are you dealing with things now in your life? Are you dealing with some kind of struggle? And here he says, let him pray. Is any merry? Are you happy? Are you glad about something? Let him sing psalms. Okay? So these answers are very powerful answers. These answers to the question, when affliction come upon us, we have to pray. The main thing is to remember is that we need to pray. We can ask someone else to pray for us and to pray with us, but we need to take the initiative and pray ourselves. And also, if we are merry, if we have an abundance of joy, and we are just overjoyed, that is a time when we can sing psalms, hallelujah, and go before God with singing, amen, giving praise to the name of the Lord. And in both of these instances, there is so much power and effectiveness in getting a blessing from the Lord. Hallelujah. Because there is power in praise. When we render songs unto the Lord, this is a praise that's going to God. And when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Hallelujah. The next question is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. And this is something that many have gotten away from. Instead of calling for the elders of the church, they're going here and there and elsewhere, seeking to be healed. When we are instructed and encouraged to call for the elders of the church. And then the latter part says, and let them, the elders, pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. There are times when we have done wrong, and because of the sin we committed or the wrong that we did, a sickness can come upon us. Praise the Lord. But if any among us are sick, we are to call for the elders of the church. Let the elders pray over us and anoint us with oil in the name of the Lord. And when they pray the prayer of faith, the prayer of faith shall save us. And the Lord will raise us up. And here is the beauty of the grace of God, is that if we have committed sin, if we've done anything wrong, the sin will be forgiven. Hallelujah. And God will make us whole. The next part says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. This is important. We have to pray one for another so we can be healed. It is not always necessarily a sickness of the flesh, but there could be an illness or sickness in the spirit, a spiritual sickness, a mental sickness, or emotional sickness. Whatever sickness is on us, we have to confess our faults to another and pray one for another that we may be healed. Hallelujah. You might say, well, I'm not sick. But you don't know if you're sick. This is why we are encouraged to confess our faults. We're not perfect, but we have faults, and we can confess our faults one to another and also pray one for another. I'm not telling you to just go tell people everything that's going on in your life. That's not what I'm saying. But according to the word of God, confess your fault. If you made a mistake, if you did something wrong, confess it. Don't act like you never make a mistake. We all make mistakes if we're human. Praise the Lord, and we can confess it one to another. Amen. And then pray one for another that we may be healed. So there's a need for us to be healed. And in this latter part of this verse, the 16th verse, he says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And there's the power in prayer, which is the prayer of faith. The prayer of faith is very effective. The prayer of faith is very powerful. Hallelujah. When I looked into the definitions of these words effectual, successful in producing a desired or intended result, effective, fervent, having or displaying a passionate intensity, exhibiting particular enthusiasm, zeal, conviction, persistence, or belief, to be intensely devoted or earnest. And when I think on that earnest of the Spirit, I think about when Jesus went into the Garden of Gethsemane to pray unto the Father. And he prayed several times, but did not get the result he desired. So he went on back a third time, and this particular time he prayed so fervently, and he prayed with such passion that he sweated, and the sweat began to fall from his face, drops of blood. And then God was moved by that effectual fervent prayer that was prayed, and he ordered the angels to go down and minister to his son. Hallelujah. And when we go before the Lord and we pray the prayer of faith, and we believe that the Lord hears our prayer, hallelujah, and we believe that God is going to answer our prayer, praise the Lord, as 1 John tells us, we have this confidence in him that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know, and this is without a doubt, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Praise the Lord. So we need to go to God in prayer and be faithful in prayer. Pray without ceasing. Amen. Pray without fainting, without losing the faith in God. Maybe God didn't move right away, but keep trusting in him. Keep waiting on him, patiently waiting, and believe him. Hallelujah. There was an example of someone who prayed, and that was Elijah. He prayed to God, and he asked God to not let it rain for 3 years and 6 months. He prayed earnestly. This was a fervent prayer. So he began to pray earnestly, asking the Lord to hold the rain. And God honored that prayer. God heard him, and he stopped the rain for 3 years and 6 months. And then when the prophet began to pray again, he prayed and he asked God to let the rain come down, and the earth brought forth her fruit. So God, he hears and he answers. Praise the Lord. And also, I believe there are many examples of someone praying the prayer of faith throughout the Bible. One other example comes to mind concerning a woman who had an issue of blood. And this woman had gone to various physicians trying to be healed of that condition. But instead of getting better, she got worse. And not only that, she had spent all her money paying for these doctor bills. And so she had nothing else left. But when she heard about Jesus, who had sat down to eat, and the publicans and the sinners came around and listened to Jesus teach. Hallelujah. Of course, the scribes and the Pharisees, they were critical of Jesus and saying, why does Jesus eat with the publicans and the sinners? But Jesus began to let them know that they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. So he was ministering to sick folk. Hallelujah. Sin sick, sick in the body, whatever sickness they had, he was ministering to them. Praise be to God. And so she had determined in herself. She had made up her mind that she was going to believe. And before she even approached Jesus, because she knew she was not allowed to be out in the public because of her condition, she was considered unclean. Therefore, she took faith and she believed that if she could get close enough to him, just to touch his garment, she said, I shall be whole. There was nothing doubtful about the statement she made. She spoke it out of her mouth, or rather in her heart. The Bible says that, for she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. So she took faith and she went and got close enough to Jesus. And she reached out and she touched the hem of his garment. And when she touched Jesus, the virtue went out of Jesus into the woman. Glory be to God. And when Jesus turned himself about and he saw the woman who had the issue of blood, he spoke to her to encourage her, saying, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Hallelujah. So she believed before she even took a step of faith, but she made up her mind within herself. This is going to be my deliverance. I'm going after my deliverance. Nothing is going to stop me. I know I'm not supposed to be out here, but I believe if I can just touch his clothes, everything will be all right. I will be made whole. Glory be to God. So there was nothing doubtful about what she said. She believed it, and she received the petitions she desired. Amen. Now, I'm also reminded of another example in 2 Kings, the 20th chapter, when the king, King Hezekiah was sick unto death, and God sent the prophet Isaiah to tell him to set his house in order, for he would surely die and not live. But the king began to turn his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord. He prayed so fervently and so earnestly before God. And the Bible says Hezekiah wept sore. Hallelujah. And after praying that prayer, God heard his prayer and spoke to the prophet who had delivered the message to him. Before the prophet could even get into the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him, and the prophet had to go back to King Hezekiah. Oh, hallelujah. And he went on back and told him what thus saith the Lord. The Lord said that he would heal him. Amen. Praise God. And also add 15 more years onto his life. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I could say of a truth that the prayer of faith is powerful and effective. Oh, glory to God. I thank God for the word of God. And as Brother James said, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Avail. That word means help or benefit, aid, assist, profit, be of advantage to. So though that prayer of faith availeth much. Oh, glory to God. Now thank God for blessing us and teaching us his word. And I know that because of the pandemic, we may not have been able to go and visit the sick in the hospital or in their home and anoint them. The elders may not have been able to go and anoint and lay hands on the sick. But the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It can reach whoever is sick, wherever they are, even over the airwaves, over the telephone line. Glory be to God. Oh, the Lord has given us more than one way to get a prayer through. Amen. Praise God. We can intercede on someone else's behalf. And this is also recorded in the word of God. And there was a man who had a son who was vexed with a deaf and dumb spirit. And that deaf and dumb spirit would torment the boy. And this father, he needed some help. And he went to Jesus and he asked the Lord to have compassion on him and help him. He said, Lord, if thou can make my son whole. In other words, if I can do anything, have compassion and help us. And Jesus cast out the unclean spirit from the little boy. And I tell you, all the man had to do was believe. But sometimes our faith is a little weak. He immediately cried out and said, Lord, I believe, but help thou mine unbelief. So he asked the Lord for help. He asked him to assist him with his son. And Jesus honored his prayer. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. Amen. Praise God. At this time, let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord. And there may be somebody who's been dealing with various things, sicknesses, diseases, troubles, viruses, illnesses, and so forth. We can go to God and inquire of him. We can ask the Lord in faith, hallelujah, and God will answer. He will hear our prayer, and he will answer. Just don't lose faith in God. Keep your faith in the Lord and know that if he doesn't do it, it doesn't mean that he cannot. Hallelujah. And just because he hasn't done it yet, it doesn't mean that he won't. Lord, glory be to God. We just have to be patient and wait on God because we can't hurry God. We just have to wait. Hallelujah, and take him at his word. Glory be to God. Somebody sang a song saying, you can't hurry God. No, 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 you just have to wait. You just have to trust him and give him time, no matter how long it takes. Glory to God, because he's a God that you can't hurry. He'll be there. Don't worry. Glory be to God. So don't worry, don't fret. He'll be there. and he'll be right on time. Because our time and God's time, they don't line up. Amen. But God does things on his time, not ours. Glory to God. So I thank the Lord for the word of God, and I hope that you have gained something from the word on tonight. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us prepare to go to the Lord in prayer. And I believe that there is somebody who needs deliverance tonight. There is someone who needs a healing on tonight. Praise God. You know, God, he wants us to be made whole. Because when the Lord answered Hezekiah the king, he told him that he had heard his prayer and also had seen his tears, because the man, he wept sore. I mean, he cried unto the Lord. He prayed so earnestly with his face to the wall, and the Lord saw his tears, and he also heard his prayer and did something about it. Praise be to God. And he's the same God. He hasn't changed, neither will he ever change. But he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Glory to God. And he's still healing the sick. He's still working miracles. He's still raising the dead. He's still working wonders. Hallelujah. He's still saving souls. Oh, yes, he's still doing great things. Praise be to God. Yes, he has done great things, but he's still doing great things. Glory, hallelujah. And we ought to bless the Lord, honor him, and give him praise for all the great and mighty things he has done. And if you have any consecrated oil, anointing oil in your house, or wherever you are, if you have any oil with you, I'm going to ask you to take that oil right now. And when we go to God and we pray the prayer of faith, we're going to believe God together. And you take that oil and you anoint your body. You can put it on your head or wherever the pain or sickness, wherever it is, place that anointing oil upon your body. And we're going to believe God together. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to pray the prayer of faith, and according to the word of God, the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Oh, thank you, Lord. Maybe you're struggling with the enemy coming against you and fighting against you, evil spirits trying to destroy you and tear you down. We're going to pray the prayer of faith for deliverance. Hallelujah. For the Lord to rebuke these unclean spirits and to cause them not to trouble you anymore. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. And maybe you've been struggling and the enemy is trying to get you to throw up hands saying, what's the use? I want to say to you, don't throw up hands. Glory to God, but keep in the Lord. Don't lose faith in God, but keep on trusting him. And we'll pray the prayer of faith that God will give you the strength you need to continue on. Amen. If you have to mark time, don't go backward, but continue going forward. If you just have to stand still, don't be moved. But wait until your change comes, and then you can move forward. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, whatever it is you're going through tonight, we're going to believe God together. And we're going to believe him, touching and agreeing on the same thing. And with the anointing oil, now as we go into the presence of the Lord, put the oil on you as we pray this prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you, oh God, humbling ourselves before you. We come to you, Lord, praying the prayer of faith because we believe that you hear us, oh my God. We believe that we have the petitions that we've asked in this prayer. Oh, Lord, my God, we pray right now on behalf of that one who's sick, Lord Jesus. Lord, those who are experiencing illnesses and sicknesses in their body, oh, my God, we pray for healing, oh, Lord, and make them whole in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to you on behalf of those who are discouraged tonight. And we ask you, oh God, to encourage them and to lift their burden. Lord Jesus, that one that is nearest to giving up, Lord, strengthen them and help them to keep on holding on. Help them to keep moving forward in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we call on you tonight because we know that you have all power in your hand. And you said that all things are possible to him that believes. And we believe you, Lord, for glory to your name. And we pray for miracles in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, for deliverance on tonight. Send deliverance, oh my God. Rebuke the unclean spirit. Tear down strongholds, my God, in the name of Jesus. Destroy the yoke of bondage. Oh, Lord, move in a mighty way, my God. Let the glory of God be revealed. Let the powers of God be made manifest. Oh, Lord, come and see about it tonight. Stop by for just a little while. Oh, Lord, look upon the prayer list. Oh, Lord Jesus, and the names that are written on the list, one by one and name by name, and look at the petition or the prayer request that's written by each name, Lord my God. Hallelujah. We're praying, Lord, that you will see their need, Lord God, and grant it according to your will. In the mighty name of Jesus, we believe in you and we're taking you at your word. And we ask you, Lord, to make your holy visitation, to stop by those who are incarcerated tonight and visit them, Lord God. And we pray that you will save their souls and deliver them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We are asking you, Lord, to go into the hospitals, oh Lord God, into the nursing homes and the nursing facilities. Oh God, stop by and walk up and down every corridor. Go to every room, Lord Jesus, and make your holy visitation. We pray, God, that you will lay your hand upon each one and touch their body, touch their mind, Lord, touch their soul, oh God, and in any sin or any wrong that they've done. We pray, God, that you'll forgive them and take them away, God. Take away their sin and make them ever with whole in the name of Jesus. Do it, Lord, right now while we're praying this prayer. Oh, glory to your name. Lord, we believe it and we count it done, Lord. We are acting it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And Lord, if there's anything that we fail to mention in this request tonight, you know about it, oh God, and even the unspoken request, that desire of the heart that only you and the individual know about, that hasn't been shared with anyone else. You know about it, Lord. And we're praying, God, that you will let them have the desires of their heart. In the name of Jesus, we believe it, Lord, and we thank you for it. We thank you for your mercy. Oh, God, we thank you for your grace toward us. Though we're not deserving of it, Lord, we thank you and we embrace it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, oh, God, for hearing our prayer. We thank you for answering prayer, Lord. We thank you for working it out for us, oh, God. We thank you for the deliverance of those who are bound. We thank you for the healing of the sick tonight, Lord. We thank you. Glory to your name, Lord. We thank you for the burdens being lifted. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the answers, oh, my God, that you provided to those who are seeking answers tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the saving of the souls of the lost. Oh, God, we thank you for forgiveness of sins. We bless your holy name, and we praise you, Lord. We honor you, and we lift you up. Oh, my God, and we ask that you'll continue to bless your people everywhere. Bless us one by one, name by name. Bless, oh, God, in the leadership. Lord, give vision, give revelation, give instruction on how to lead the congregation. We know you're able, Lord, and look on those all around the world in leadership. We pray, God, that you will intervene and that you will have mercy and help us, Lord. Oh, my Lord, help us down here in this world of sin. Oh, God, deliver us and keep us, Lord. We believe it and we thank you for it. We're asking it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Back into the
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. People of God, glory be to God. We just want to open the lines tonight. Glory to God. And if you know, glory to God, you believe, glory to God, that you have received the petition that you are desiring or the petitions that you desired of him on tonight. Glory to God. We want you to lift your voices on tonight. Glory be to God. We're going to glory to God, and we want to give God praise tonight. Glory to God. Come on and let's give him praise. Come on and open up your mouth tonight. Glory to God. Come on, open your mouth and give him praise tonight. Glory to God for what he's done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and praise him, people of God. Come on and praise him tonight. Glory to God. Come on and praise him tonight. Glory to God. If you believe, you receive tonight. Glory to God. Come on and praise him tonight. Come on and give God praise. Come on and give God praise tonight. Glory to God. Come on and give him praise tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's magnify the Lord together tonight. Glory to God. Let's magnify him. Let's bless him tonight. Glory to God. Let's bless him for what he's done tonight. Glory to God. Bless him for what he's done for you. Glory to God for what he's done for you. Glory to God. Bless him for what he's done for you tonight. Glory to God. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Glory to God. Come on and open your mouth and give him praise. Hallelujah. Praise him like you appreciate. Praise him like you appreciate. Oh, yes, sir, what he's done for you tonight. Glory to God. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you tonight. Thank you. Yeah. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. 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 Glory to God. Come on and praise him, people of God. Come on and open up your mouth. Come on and open your mouth and give him praise tonight. Come on and praise him tonight. Hallelujah for what he's done. Come on and praise him for the power of faith, Lord, tonight. Glory be to God. Come on and thank him. Hallelujah for moving on
your behalf on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you, Lord, I thank you, Lord, I thank you. Glory to God, I thank you, I thank you. Glory to God, I thank you, Master. Glory to God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, I thank you, Master. I thank you, Lord, thank you. I thank you for what you've done. I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Glory to God, I thank you. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for moving. Thank you for answering. Thank you for healing. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God, I thank you tonight. I thank you tonight. I thank you tonight. Thank you for being our car. I thank you tonight. I thank you tonight. Yeah. Woo. Glory to God. I thank you tonight. Yeah. Glory to God. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Glory to God. I thank you. I thank you. Oh, glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for hearing my heart cry. Father, I thank you for hearing my heart cry. Father, I thank you tonight. I thank you tonight. I thank you tonight. Yeah, 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 yeah. Woo, God, I thank you tonight. Thank you for the answer. Thank you for the answer. Glory to God. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Glory to God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you. I thank you. Yes, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. Thank you for deliverance tonight. Thank you. Thank you for my brother. Thank you for my sister, God. Oh, glory to God. Thank you tonight. Oh, glory to God, Father. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Father. I thank you. Glory to God. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Glory to God. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Glory. Glory to God. Yes, Lord, I thank you tonight. Glory to God. I thank you. I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you. Yeah, Lord. Thank you for your divine intervention. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you. I thank you. Glory God, I thank you. Yes, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you. I thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Bless you, Lord. Bless you. Bless you. Glory to God. Father, I bless you. I bless you. Oh, my shit. Glory to God. I thank you. I thank you. Thank you, Lord. I thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I give God thanks tonight. Glory to God. I give God praise tonight. Glory to God. I thank him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just hallelujah. Just thank God for his word tonight. Glory to God. I thank him tonight. I thank him tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got to make it personal. Glory to God. We got to make it personal. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We make it personal tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For the goodness. Hallelujah. For the prayer of faith tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Powerful and effective tonight. Glory to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. We bless, amen, the Lord tonight. Glory to God. We cannot afford. We cannot afford to lose faith in God. Amen. Glory to God. But he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory to God. And we give him thanks. We give him praise. Amen. On tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, people of God. Hallelujah, but the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, the Spirit of the Lord, glory to God, hallelujah, has truly rested upon us, his people, tonight, amen, and I give him thanks and I give him praise on tonight, amen, I just bless him, glory to God for this word on tonight, glory to God, how the woman of God just took her time, glory to God, and just went right down through it, glory to God, to show us whatever we need, everything that we need. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We can have access, amen, to the throne of grace. We can have access to the Father. Glory be to God. And we got to, amen, Jesus, pray, glory to God, and we press, amen, into him, glory to God, as the woman, amen, with the issue of blood. And glory to God. It was a faith that made her whole, glory to God. It was a faith that moved God. It was a faith that touched God. Glory be to God. And we thank God tonight. Amen, Jesus. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. I tell you, I just feel the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Glory to God. I feel, glory to God, I feel the move of God. Glory to God. I feel the move of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe, glory to God, that the Lord, hallelujah, has moved on behalf of his people. I believe, glory to God, that the Lord has answered, glory to God, somebody's prayer, somebody's petition on tonight. Glory to God. I believe, glory to God, I believe, glory to God, that he has heard my prayer. Glory to God, that he has answered my petition. Glory to God. This is the faith, glory to God, that we must have. People of God, we got to have faith in our own prayers. Amen. Jesus, the woman of God, even began to tell us, amen, that others can pray, glory to God, but we got to pray ourselves. Amen. Glory to God. But we got to have faith ourselves, and we got to have faith, glory to God, in our prayers and our petitions. That's the knowing. If we know, glory to God, if we have faith, glory to God, that he hears us. Amen. If we have faith that he has heard our petition, then we know, glory be to God, hallelujah, it's in the knowing. It's in the knowing. Amen. Glory to God. Knowing right now, amen, in this moment, in this time, glory to God, in the now faith, glory be to God, not tomorrow, glory to God, not the next moment, but the right now, glory to God. And I just thank the Lord for the word on tonight. Amen. Just give God thanks. Amen. Glory be to God. I believe. Glory be to God. I believe the word of the Lord. I believe the word of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks. Amen. And we give God praise on tonight for the word. Glory be to God, the declared word unto us. Amen, Jesus. The prayer of faith. The prayer of faith. Glory be to God. Again, amen. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's still answering prayers, people of God. Don't you give up on God. Don't you dare give up on God. Glory be to God. Don't you dare. Don't you even think about it. Don't you even let the enemy, amen, put that seed in your mind or in your spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. For the Lord is concerned about you. He's concerned about the whole you. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Even as the scripture declares, as the woman of God began to declare, we ought to always pray. Men ought to always pray. Glory be to God. Don't you faint. Don't you faint. Don't you lose faith. Amen. Don't you lose faith. Glory to God. Don't you lose faith in your prayers, for the Lord heareth us. Amen. So I just thank the Lord tonight. Amen. I thank him for the stirring tonight. Glory to God. I thank him for the stirring on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And we got to get excited about it. Amen. We got to, glory be to God, get excited about what the Lord has done. What we have petitioned of him, glory to God, we got to see it. We got to see it already done. See ourselves already have ascertained it. Amen. Glory be to God. Not in the by and by, glory to God, but in the right now. Amen. Put faith to work. Glory to God, and faith will work for us. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God. Thank you for availing yourself on tonight. Glory to God. I tell you, I just feel God. Amen. I feel him in a mighty way. Glory to God. And I give him thanks. I give him praise. Glory to God. Thank him for you, woman of God. Amen. For coming to the platform yet again. Glory to God. To just remind us. Glory to God. Just reminding us, amen, not to lose faith in God. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, glory be to God, we just want to pray, amen, a special prayer, amen, over you, woman of God. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Can we do that, people of God? Let's do it. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. All hearts, amen, towards our speaker tonight, Pastor Hameen. Glory to God. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your servant. We're thanking you tonight. Glory be to God for all that has been spoken into our hearing, into our spirit on tonight. Father, we thank you tonight because we believe, oh God, that even as we pray, you hear us. And we're thanking you, glory to God, for we believe that we have the petitions that we have asked of you in the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father, we come and we lift up this woman of God before you, your servant now. Father, for you know our glory to God. You know the very hairs of our head. And we're asking you tonight to look upon your vessel. Look upon, oh God, look upon her desire, the things, oh God, that she has before you, glory to God. And we come tonight touching faith to faith. For the word delivered on tonight, we're coming touching and agreeing with the woman of God on tonight. Glory to God, those things that she has before you on tonight. Father, we want to give you thanks. We want to give you praise tonight. We want to thank you for working them out. We want to thank you for turning them around for her even now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you tonight for looking upon her favorably. We're thanking you tonight, oh God, for looking upon the very secrets of her heart even now in thy precious name, Jesus. And we're thanking you for moving for her. Thank you for moving upon her even now in the name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you for opening doors. We're thanking you, oh God, those doors that seem to be open, closed, oh God. But we're thanking you for opening doors that no man can shut. And we're thanking you tonight, oh God, for shutting those doors that no man, oh God, yeah, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for your glory. We're thanking you tonight. Glory to God. Thank you for moving upon her. Thank you for moving for her. Thank you for moving for her family. We thank you tonight. Glory to God. We're thanking you tonight, oh God, those things that seem to be impossible, but we're thanking you for divine intervention on tonight. We're thanking you. Glory be to God. We're thanking you, oh God. Thank you tonight. We're thanking you tonight for moving upon her desires. Thank you for moving upon her petitions. We're thanking you, oh God, for redeeming the time. We're thanking you tonight. Glory to God for your word, for your precious word on tonight. Father, we said, be it done unto her. Bless her ministry, oh, glory to God. Bless her ministry, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you for opening doors. We're thanking you, oh God, for causing her to be in the right place always at the right time. For this, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Now, Father, we're asking that you will cover her tonight. Cover her in your shed blood. We pray. Father, we're asking that you would hide her behind your precious cross. We pray in thy precious name, Jesus. And again, Father, we thank you for favor. We thank you for good success. We thank you for blessing the works of her hands. We're thanking you for blessing her going out and her coming in. Father, cause your face to shine upon her, we pray. In thy precious name, Jesus, we glorify you. We honor you now. We do bind the hand of the enemy in every way. We do declare, we decree, there shall be no backlash. And, Father, we thank you now for all of these things. And our hearts are made glad, and we give you the glory. In thy precious name, Jesus, glory to God. Every heart tonight, that amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord tonight for the blessings upon blessings upon blessings. Amen. Glory to God. Come on, somebody, just bless him for the blessings upon blessings upon blessings. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The song just comes to mind. Amen. The Lord is blessing me right now. Right now, glory to God, you may not be able to see, glory to God, but I know that the Lord is blessing me, glory to God. The Lord is blessing me right now, glory to God. My heart is open My spirit is open. Glory be to God. My soul is open. Glory to God for the blessings of the Lord. Amen. Receiving them. Amen. With great joy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And tonight, people of God, amen, we just want to let you know that you can get a copy of the broadcast as always. Amen. You can certainly get a copy of the broadcast. Glory to God. Certainly text on tonight. And the number to text is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Also, those that are listening internationally, you can text us via WhatsApp. Amen. And that number is 678-608-7234. And again, that's 678-608-7234. Don't forget, you can also go out to Facebook, to our Prayer News Network page, Glory to God, and you can listen to the broadcast there. Amen. Jesus broadcast. Amen. Previous broadcast. Amen. You can listen to them there as well. Or, people of God, you can go out to the web and Google Prayer News Network, and from there, amen, it'll bring you to our broadcast as well. Amen. Listen, people of God, we're just trying to get this word out. Amen. We're trying to get the word out. Glory to God. Somebody else needs to know. Glory be to God. Listen, the prayer, glory to God, the prayer of faith is powerful and effective. Amen. Somebody else needs to know that. Somebody needs to hear that. Glory to God. Someone may be at their wit's end. Amen. And this very word will come unto their hearing. Glory to God. And we know, glory to God, that they will be quickened. Glory to God. They will be quickened in their faith. Glory be to God. Not to lose faith. Amen. In God. Amen. Glory to God. We bless the Lord on tonight. We again give him thanks and praise. Glory be to God for this night. Amen. For the woman of God. Amen. Jesus. And as always, amen, the woman of God does have, amen, Jesus, a radio broadcast as well. Amen. So at this time, Pastor Hameen, we're going to release the platform back unto you. Glory to God. And if you would, amen, give your programming time, et cetera, for your broadcast as well. Amen. And then just close us out in Jesus' name. God bless you. We love you. You have the platform.
Amen. Praise God. I can feel the presence of the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That's prayer of faith. Amen. Glory be to God. I just thank you, Lord. Again, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to you.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to God. Praise the name, Lord. Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I can feel God moving. I can feel him doing something for somebody.
Yes, Lord. Yes, ma'am. Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes.
Glory.
Shabbat.
Yes,
Lord.
Glory
to my heart. Yes, God. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Ahaya. Oh, glory. Ahaya.
Glory. That you have been blessed on tonight through the word of God and through prayer, and that you are encouraged. Praise God. I'm so happy to be here ministering alongside you. Oh, my Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
But praise God for what he's doing through this ministry. Oh, Lord, he's just blessing greatly, so greatly. Be encouraged.
In the name of
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
God is reaching so many souls. God is reaching them.
Yes, Lord.
I just thank God for the Prayer News Network Global and for the woman of God, Dr. Evangelist Bradley. I just thank God for
Jesus.
You.
I encourage you, woman of God, you continue laboring
for the Lord. And all those, your co-hosts, every advisor, all of them, I encourage every one of you to continue to labor for the Lord alongside the woman of God. Praise
God. Yes, ma'am.
Thank the Lord for all things.
Thank
and
the Lord.
Oh, the outpouring of his blessing tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel so uplifted. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And I thank you for your prayers and for your support.
Jesus.
And as was stated, I do have a broadcast that airs on Friday evenings at 7 p.m. and on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you would like to call in to listen to the show, you can call 319-527-6763. And again, it's airing at 7 p.m. on Friday evening, at 3:30 p.m. on Sunday afternoon, Eastern Standard Time. And you're welcome to call in anytime. We also have a guest line that we give that information out on the broadcast, and we invite anyone who would like to give a testimony, sing a song, give some words of encouragement, read a scripture, you know, whatever the Lord lays on your heart to do and you desire to do that, we welcome you to join us on the broadcast by dialing our guest call-in line. So if you just want to listen, you dial the 319-527-6763, or I can give you the guest call-in line as well, and you can dial 978-990-5270, and there is an access code with it, which is 7946-408#. And I just thank the Lord for blessing us tonight. I thank God for this great ministry, the Prayer News Network, and so glad to minister along with you, alongside you. Thank God for what he's done. And before we close out, I would like to just say a brief prayer for this ministry. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks, Lord, and we bless your name. We thank you, O God, for the Prayer News Network Global and for your woman servant, Lord. We pray, God, that you will ever strengthen and encourage her and anoint her for your service. Use her, Lord, in whatever capacity that you want her to be used in to reach the souls of men, to be a blessing to many far and wide. We know that you're able to do all things, and we ask, God, that you will bless the advisors, bless all those who work along with her. Oh, God, encourage your people all around and all of those who continue faithfully to tune in, Lord God. We pray that you will bless them in a special way and that you will continue to encourage your people. Strengthen us, Lord, and take us through. Keep us together, Lord. Unite our hearts and make us one. Oh, God, we thank you for unity. We thank you for blessings. We thank you, oh, God, and we praise your name. We ask, Lord, that you will honor our prayer and that you will grant our petitions and let it be done, Lord, according to your holy will. We believe it and we count it done. And, Lord, as we depart from here and disconnect from this recording, this broadcast, let your presence ever remain with us until we meet again in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God bless you.
Amen, amen. And that does conclude our broadcast tonight, people of God. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. God bless you. Every time I turn around,
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.